This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Spanish police in riot gear have clashed with elements of a 1,000-strong protest outside the Barcelona police headquarters as a pro-independence rally in the city turned violent Saturday night. About 10,000 demonstrators surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles. Police carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced 9 Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years for sedition for their part in that independence bid. At least 7 people have been killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And Reuters news agency is reporting that Iraq's elite counterterrorism service has been deployed in Baghdad and in Nasiriyah. This is VOA News. Chile's president has asked all his cabinet members to offer their resignations as he shakes up his government in response to a wide wave of protests.
He pedido a todos los ministros.
President Sebastián Piñera said he asked all ministers to tender their resignation in order to structure a new cabinet to be able to confront new demands and take control of new times. His announcement came after protests on Friday that drew more than 1 million people to the capital. He also vowed to lift the emergency measures within 24 hours if circumstances allowed. Piñera said he had heard the message of the protests that were triggered by a small subway fare hike and then exploded into anger over economic inequality. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if Kurdish YPG militia fighters do not leave by a deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia. He said if the terrorist organization continues to carry out its attacks from inside or outside the 30-kilometer-long strip, we will chase them to wherever they flee, and we will do whatever is necessary. A deadline of 1,500 hours UTC Tuesday was determined in a deal between Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Turkish president repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries do not support Ankara's plan for a safe zone in northern Syria, where he wants to resettle the refugees currently residing in Turkey. Russia said that its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of Kurds from within 30 kilometers of that border. British police in Essex say all 39 of the victims found dead in a truck container in southeastern England this week have been recovered and are in a mortuary awaiting autopsies. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore said the victims have not been identified and very few documents were found with the bodies.
We cannot realistically speculate at this time about the nationality of all of our deceased within that vehicle. What I can say now is that all of our victims have been recovered. They are all now at Broomfield Hospital and they will be undergoing post-mortems.
British police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths in the back of the truck he was driving. 4 other people have also been arrested. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.